Chief Justice, ladies and gentlemen, it is with a very real sense of satisfaction that I accept for the people of the United States and on their behalf this National Gallery and the collections it contains. The giver of this building has matched the richness of his gift with the modesty of his spirit, stipulating that the gallery shall be known not by his name, but by the nations. And those other collectors, paintings and of sculpture, who have already joined, or who propose to join their works of art to Mr. Mellons, Mr. Kress, and Mr. Widener, have felt the same desire to establish not a memorial to themselves, but a monument to the art that they love and the country to which they belong.